From Malone News, Sunday Strip, Maximum Warfare. I glanced at the headlines this morning on Google and saw a pattern. Not a single MSM news outlet called this an assassination attempt or even an alleged assassination attempt. Instead, this is what is in the headlines. Alleged gunman, shooting suspect, shooter, and dinner gunman. The propaganda and spin never end. Case in point, the Washington Post is still evil. Thanks for reading Malone News. This post is public, so feel free to share it. Is that a paper or a cloth mask on Taylor Lawrence? It makes a difference, as one is so much better than the other, right? Cause we all know that cloth looks so much classier when wearing formal attire. Paper just looks cheap. Snigger. Credit where credit is due. President Trump won the battle of the genders for us. Malone News is a reader-supported publication. To receive new posts and support our work, consider becoming a free or paid subscriber. Murder chicken. Well, we had a rooster like that once. Robert flew out from Dulles Airport on Friday, spoke at the autism conference in San Diego, and flew back on a red-eye, arriving here at 6:30 a.m. today. 36 hours of stress, and if anyone asks, no, he doesn't usually get paid for doing events. It is his way of being a good citizen and giving back. When he wasn't involved in the conference, he was putting the finishing touches on a manuscript. As I write this, he is now out feeding the farm family. For being an old man, his stamina is amazing. But then he never stops pushing himself. Staying busy, mentally engaged, and active are important elements to staying young in the heart and mind. Anyway, super glad to have him home. Feeding the horses, cattle, and poultry in the rain by myself yesterday was a B*TCH. With gratitude for him and all of you, my community, in the comments section.